Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, they passed you by, man. There is no question about that. Oh, Lord, they go by fast. Please slow them down here a little bit.
All right, well, if you haven't been a very spiritual person, Joe, you may find yourself deeply interested in all things spiritual. The cycle of life is something you may be exploring in a new way now. You may also realize how exciting it is to have the time to explore your inner spiritual nature. You may decide to take up yoga, meditation. You may move into the healing arts, explore alternative healing methods as you get a little older. The wonderful thing about 65 is all the time you have now to explore life and enjoy its many facets.
That's nice.
Welcome to 65.
That sounded kind of nice. That wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. Get me out. I just want to get healthy enough to go play tennis, competitive tennis. That's it. I want to get out there.
It says on here, very important when you reach an age to make sure that your hobby list is still growing. And if tennis is back on there for that, that's fine. But we've got to find other things for you, right?
Yeah, I got more things.
Planting a vegetable garden is not really up your alley.
Well, but you've had some really good things. And by the way, some things that have been on my mind here this morning you've been hitting too, that a lot of us this age talk about when we're all together.
Of course.
Always interesting things. All right, so yesterday we had the NBA draft. You just heard that in Hollywood 65th birthday update, sports update. You piece of crap.
I love how he added that in there. That was fantastic, right? He added
just
that in there tonight.
Just to torment me, man. Right, please slow it down a little bit. Please. Please slow it down. So the Miami Heat, I guess, surprised everybody. Nobody really know. And be honest, how many of you guys last night when you found out the Heat got the Serbian sensation, wanted to go over and see some highlights of him? How many people right away looked it up just to see? Just whatever. The best of. They're showing highlights of him and stuff. Nikola Jovic is his name. Got to get used to that. Nikola Jovic. Serbian sensation, 19 years old, 6'10", power forward, and he is going to be on top of the Heat culture development program that we love and we trust, except for he's a first-round pick. But I think we're curious to see. Do they get him right in summer league basketball?
If you can, yes. If he could make it in right now, you do it. Because the more he's there, the more he's
no, no. I thought you knew something the way you said it. I mean, do we know if we're taking him?
We know nothing about this guy outside of the fact he was drafted to this Heat team and what the deal is going to be. But my assumption with this is that he is legitimately going to be brought into town and then thrown right out to Vegas and get into the summer league immediately.
Take that suit off, and he was all excited last night and said, "All right, off to summer league. See what you can do. We got some work to do." So had that going last night in the draft. How many of you watched the whole draft last night?
It was tough. And you know me, I'm a draft dork. I love the drafts. I'll watch all 3 days of the NFL draft or as much as I can. after like the fifth, sixth, or seventh pick, I started to kind of look at other things to do. And I'm watching, you know, like, or I'm, you know, I'm on Twitter seeing who's going to be the next pick, but looking for trades more than anything else. But it's not the same.
Don't feel sorry for Coach K going out the door. If you're one, I think three of his guys got drafted in the first round again. So they did just fine.
It's always a good, you know, when it's your team, it's like the thing with Nick Saban. Nick Saban loves to be at those drafts. Why? Because five or six of his guys get picked in the first round.
And the only reason he goes, not for those guys, he goes for recruiting purposes of like, look at this. They're going to talk to him, and he has learned how to play the game. Speaking of playing the game, what's that?
I got another ambush for you right now.
Oh, you got more of these. So I'm not even going to mention Arch Manning.
Don't mention Arch Manning yet. Let's get right to our next ambush here. Joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, right on time, if that gives you any idea who this could be. 99 right on time. Jason Taylor going to join us here for a couple minutes. I have absolutely butchered the time for him to call in 16 times with Seth, but he's done it. We love you, JT. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show.
What's happening, Zach? And Joe, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Man, haven't had a chance to talk to you, but I heard something really good the other day, man. They said, hey, Jason's been staying after and working with these guys, like, didn't let them off the field. Are you surprised? I go, no, man. He likes doing that stuff. How's that going, Jason? How are you liking it?
It's been great, man. We're trying to change the culture and get to you where it's supposed to be. And I'm not talking about getting it back to where it was, because those historic days and years past are by us now. And this is it's a new day and age of college football, a new athlete. We're trying to make the U proud and get him back to prominence.
Yeah, JT, I mean, listen, I've seen guys, and I've even seen some people on social media, some players, that when they go to see the University of Miami and they meet with the coaches or whatever, and I saw one guy the other day, I forgot who it was. Yeah, it's nice when a Hall of Famer, JT, is there also to talk with me. That group that you have there, you know, coaching-wise, there's just so many big names and so many people that are recognizable. Of course, when you have two Hall of Famers that are kind of walking around like you and Ed, but man, that coaching staff too, that's got to be pretty impressive when a guy comes on campus.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be. I mean, if you're coming in as a player or a parent, and you look around and you see who Coach Cristobal has put together. You know, you just look at the defensive staff with Kevin Steele, who's got 40-some years of experience, and Charlie Strong, who's been he's a linebacker coach and co-D coordinator, who's been a head coach three times. Jamal Adai has won a national championship last year at Georgia, and Rod Wright, who played for the Dolphins, Joe Salavea, who was a 9-year veteran in the NFL. That's just in the defensive room. I mean, and then you look over on the offensive side, and Josh Gattis was a top assistant coach last year in college football. So I mean, there's a ton of guys on this staff that have done it well and done it at a high level. And we have a great thing. You talk about Ed Reed, Ed Reed being in the hallway, and I'll tell you who's been fantastic for the last, month or whatever, so he's been in the building. And every day we sit down and chop it up and tell stories, and it's great being around him, is Alonzo Highsmith. I mean, he is a one-of-a-kind guy. I never had a chance to meet him before, but he's something else now.
Jason, had a chance in a spring football game to watch some of your young guys. My God, a little light on the outside, but, man, had a couple sacks. But I'm just curious for you, working with these guys now, making that step from high school to college, do you see the talent, like, when these guys get recruited, whether they're a 4-star, 5-star, and I'm guessing they all want to get better, but have you been surprised by the talent level, or is it what you thought it would be?
No, I think it's what I thought it would be in a lot of ways, but there are some guys, you'll watch the film or you'll see guys in person, working out at the camp or whatnot, or even our own guys. And there's times where you're like, holy cow, like they'll blow you away a little bit with what they did or what they can do. And we have a young guy on our team that couldn't play in the spring, a local guy out of Dillard named Najee Lee Kelly, who couldn't play in the spring. He ended up getting, actually got hurt last year when St. Thomas Aquinas, we played Dillard last year and beat them. Just in case Najee Lee's listening, he loves that I rub it in that we beat them, but didn't have a chance to go through spring and really hadn't had a chance to see him a whole lot and scout him a whole lot with him being on the defensive side of the ball. But now that he's gotten back healthy and had a chance to be on the field working a little bit, and you sit and watch him. I told him the other day, and I actually told his mother yesterday, I think it was, you know, how special he can be. I mean, just an elite talent, a kid that can just do – he can do everything. He can bend, he can run, he can twist, he's athletic, change of direction, plays with good pad level, he's flexible. He can be the entire package. And crazy thing is, I think – well, Majid Leak had a birthday a few days ago, so just turned 18, was an early enrollee at the U, so – the sky's the limit for someone like him. Well, we got, you know, Cyrus Moss is the same way. An earlier Broly out of Las Vegas. He came over from Bishop Gorman, and, you know, it just undersized right now. But, you know, I got no problem with undersized defensive ends.
You know a little about that, all right?
No, you know what it's like to be 240 when you bend over 320-pound offensive tackles. Yeah, we know. We know that. I got to see that up close. Times. Jason, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you coming on today, man.
JT, I love it. Thanks so much.
You take care of yourself, 99.
Thanks, man. Anything for you, Joe, anytime. Happy birthday, bro. I love you.
Thank you, man. Right back to
Jason Taylor, 99, right on time. Part of the Joe Rose ambush today.
All right, man. You guys on a roll. He's giving me the break here, boy. He is.
We should probably break just in case another ambush happens. So.
All right, listen, we'll do that. But right now, I want to tell you about ASP Superhome, family owned and operated business with great purpose of protecting families and their homes every day. ASP Superhome extends a Joe Rose exclusive roof deal going on right now for QAM listeners. Metal tile roofs. We don't say this very often. By Ward House for the price of tile. Metal tile roofs are usually a lot more expensive than tile, but not right now. Metal tile roofs by Ward House for the price of tile. It's for a limited time. There's so many benefits. If you're not familiar with these new metal tile roofs that look really good to start with, matter of fact, you can reduce energy bills up to 30%, hurricane resistant, up to 200 mile per hour winds, and you can go on and on. Take advantage, 100% financing, no money down, no payments until 2024 with the Extend Pay from Y-Green. Hey, 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. If you get a chance this weekend, you want to learn more about ASP Superhome, go down to Doral. Easy to get to. If you're down that way, stop by. Their showroom is spectacular with all the things they can do for you. Family-owned, the Rodriguez family would love to see you. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let the ASP family protect yours today. You have to keep saying that.
I love it. I think it's hysterical.
Today is Joe's birthday.
Oh, here it is. Part of the ambush. And I spoke to him yesterday, and he was gladly happy to do this today. And it's a special ambush. Nat Moore is on the line right now, and he's playing golf today, but he's playing golf with some guys. But I'm first going to bring Nat on to see what's going on. Nat, thank you for joining us on the 65th birthday ambush of Joe Rose.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You sure it's 65? Shit, I thought that was 3 years ago.
Hey, it could have been. You're right. Man. You're right.
You know what?
I got one of the Marx brothers that say, hell, that was 10 years ago. Those are 65, damn, 10 years in a row. How many times can you be 65 in one
year? Nat just gave you a little bit of
ambush. Wait a
second.
You did not give me Nat Moore and Mark Clayton in the same breath right there. That. By the way,
you got Dupa here talking about.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Hey, I could make some money, man, if I'd known you three are together signing autographs, man. I would have kept it, too.
Hey, Joe. You know, I was talking to Duke last night. I said, Duke, you know, it's about time that Joe stopped dying his damn hair. He said, well, he don't dye it as much now.
Hey. I know you've been giving me a hard time. Hey, I did let it go a little bit, so I did look my age a little bit more. That jet black wasn't working, I know. Hey, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, I was just going to say, so the three of you together, man, for the big weekend, right? Guys got a big weekend of stuff?
Yeah, we got a big weekend in Marksville, Louisiana. You know, how in the hell a football player get a city named after him?
Oh, no.
so ironically, we got both Marks here.
Wow, I got to tell you, you know how cool that is, though. The three of you guys together. We just talking about this the other day with Mark Duper. It is awesome. And hey, man, I can't thank you guys enough. That's really cool. Man,
it's a pleasure. Guys, they're trying to ambush me once again. They're trying to pair up on me. You know, negotiate, and I'm like, man, I'm 90 years old. What the hell y'all expect me to give you something now?
That's what.
90, 100, we want it all. Okay,
right. Hey, by the way, Nat, who's a better golfer now? Now that Clayton's got the bug, Dupe's had the bug, who's a better golfer?
Clayton.
Wow.
We'll see today. But he's begging the old man for strokes. Hey, I want them all, Joe. I want them all.
Hey, every damn one of them, because Nat will hustle you. He didn't get the nickname Mogi. He will hustle your ass.
Joe, I knew the hustle was on when he said he wanted to see my USGA handicap. Right? So I sent it to him. He said, okay, you're a 12, I'm a 6. He said, well, what's fair? I said, he's trying to reel me in.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well, listen, we're going to let you get back. Hey, guys, thank you so much, man, the three
hey,
of
man,
you guys.
Birthday,
really appreciate it.
Birthday,
thanks, you guys. Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you very much.
Wow. How about to my surprise, I called Nat Moore.
Wow.
And Nat goes, you called me at a great time. I go, well, is everything okay? You're in a good mood? He goes, I'm literally getting ready to play golf tomorrow morning with Duper and Clayton. I said, so the three, you're going to be together? Yes. One phone, that's all I need. And can you get – I'll get them. Don't worry, Natsa.
Take that group. How funny is that? We were just talking about that group the other day.
Right.
And how friggin' good they were.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the relationship with those guys has been –
it's incredible,
you know, it's
right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Just between all you guys.
It's
you don't see that a lot, I think. We're like,
a lot of
former players like that good of buddies?
Not like that group that we had. It's it was a really good group, man. And especially as good as those three guys were, as everybody
knows.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good trio of wide receivers on the phone right now.
That's pretty good. I just slide Nat inside, but Nat's hustling their ass today. They better put their big boy pants on. And
Nat's
they know, by the way, they both know it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Nat loves to play for money. No question about it. But that was outstanding.
How about that ambush, right?
Listen, all these today, hitting all our guys today, that's
we're not
fantastic.
Done.
Well, listen,
we got 90 minutes left.
I'm afraid to go to anything here because he goes, stop. We got to go.
No, you can talk a little sports right now if you want.
So Arch Manning is going to Texas, the number one recruit. Now, listen, I mean, there's different groups, but a lot of them have Arch Manning number one in the 2023 class. I was a little surprised to see that he decided not to go to Georgia, Bama, LSU, or Clemson and pick Texas over all of them. I didn't see that coming. That's a big saying no to those guys. That's tough. Of course, uncle to Eli and Peyton and grandfather Archie. That's got to be the first time, right, that you go, well, my two uncles were first-round picks and – one's in the Hall of Fame, the other one. Oh, by the way, my grandfather's Archie, who spends a lot of time with me, too.
That's good. Good lineage.
Very sorry to interrupt, but we have someone else who wants to wish you a very happy birthday.
We have another
birthday.
Ambush here. I like this. I think coming from
– we got to get this 65th birthday over, man.
Probably from the University of Miami again. Do we have Coach L on the line here? Coach, are you there with us?
I'm with you.
Welcome to the Joe Rose Birthday Ambush Show. We thank you for your time, buddy.
Hey, Joe, happy birthday, man.
Thanks, Coach. And listen, for a guy my age, I appreciate that, that's still trying to walk around and play that tennis a little bit. Coach, I appreciate that. And by the way, we haven't had a chance to talk to you. What a friggin' season, man. How much fun was that? And, boy, it looks like you got a pretty good team coming back this year, too.
We're very excited. This past season, we set the school record in terms of getting to the Elite Eight for the first time in school's history. So we're very proud of the guys and what they did. And we love the support that we got from our students, the pep band, the community, everybody cheering on the Hurricanes. Even the Miami Heat, I went down to a Heat game and they were celebrating on the Jumbotron. So we're excited, but I called in, Joe, just to say happy birthday to you. You've had an amazing career. You're a true sports fan, and we love the support that your station gives us, WQAM. It's great.
Coach, thank you.
I appreciate it,
and thank you for taking some time to join us this morning. I appreciate it. On your behalf, I'm going to get a little liquored up tonight, Coach, so thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Congratulations, Joe.
All right. Yeah, we're still going, Coach.
Coach.
Yeah, we are still alive and going, right, man. So,
Coach Larinaga joining the ambush.
Yeah,
tonight.
Man.
How about that?
We got you guys, man. You guys must spend a lot of time. No wonder nobody was getting back to me yesterday.
Yeah, we weren't texting you back yesterday.
I was like, this is the weirdest damn deal. Yeah. I was sprinting around last night. Mm. And you let me carry on early this morning. Now I see why you were.
That's exactly the reason why.
You were guys going. You just couldn't keep it quiet.
Like,
man.
I said, it's not 10 a.m. yet.
No.
We still got some time.
No.
Ambushes could happen at any moment.
Well, so much for Arch Manning.
Well, how about this?
So much for anything else.
How much, because somebody texted it also, what's that NIL for Arch Manning going to look like at Texas? It's not going to be chump change.
No, but so I'm going to say something else. I don't think money's going to be as much of a priority with the Manning family.
Maybe not a priority, but it's going to be offered.
Well, I mean,
it's going to be sitting in front of him. Texas got a lot of cash.
No, I get it, and it probably came up what kind of deals and stuff. But actual money is just such a everybody. I mean, my God, his dad's doing the commercials now too. Now Arch Manning's father is the one that got injured or sick.
Cooper, right?
When he was when he was in college, and he was playing with one of the Eli Manning there in college together.
Ole Miss, yeah.
So anyway, it's – but, yeah, he's going to make some money, yes.
He's going to make
money.
some serious cash.
He's not coming there and they're giving out deals to everybody else and going, we're going to skip you. Are you okay?
Right.
You come from money. No, it's not going to be like that. But that's a hell of a get, man. That's good for Texas who, you know, they flat out beat. Now, that's not one where they flat out, as of right now, Georgia, Bama, LSU, and Clemson – that's beating out some big time schools right there. That is, and by the way, Arch Manning knows there's a guy that was in his boat 2 years ago, and he's like, I don't care. They got a guy transferred from Ohio State that left high school early as a number one recruit.
Go get the cash in Ohio State.
And went
to
cash. And left. Well, he wanted cash in high school.
Well, the state of Texas, that law prohibited it. That's
why
he left.
No,
right.
They wouldn't do it. So he goes, well, I'm going to graduate early and go in there. And, of course, he got there and he found out there's a lot of competition in Ohio State.
How many third string or fourth string quarterbacks CJ make
Stroud.
$800,000 for the year, you know?
Yeah.
Like he made a ton of money out there. Yeah. And pretty good timing for Texas, by the way, because Arch is not coming this year. He's coming the year after. And then I believe that's when basically they, maybe a year from there, they enter the SEC.
I'm not sure when that takes
place. I don't know when the official kind of when they're – but he'll basically be the quarterback of that team when they get into the SEC.
By the way, when they talk about these NIL deals, they need to do some damn work on all these schools. And Texas ought to be in that group too. Desperate to win, and as Mario said, it is now professional football. The model is professional football.
That's
it's it. Just it is. And if you're not, and you're not spending what everybody else is spending, it sounds just like professional sports.
Correct.
Sounds just like it.
How many years?
Sounds
deal?
Just like baseball, right. Actually, right. More specifically.
Yeah. Like the signing bonus, right?
It's just we get it. Okay, and if you're not, then it's that's where we are right now. It's pretty crazy stuff. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. It's been crazy. It's kind of hard to do this show with but
oh,
it's
of course been, it is.
Been,
we want
been
to,
real
right.
Been real nice.
So by the way, you get a discount now awkward. At Ross if you ever been to Ross, 55 and over.
I have been to their store.
So you get a 10% discount now on just Tuesdays. So you got to get there on Tuesdays if you're going to get them. I'm trying to get you all the deals you can. I already told you about Kohl's earlier in the show, but there are discounts basically everywhere for coffee. Just about every place you go to, there's a senior discount for coffee, so you're good. Your money, wherever you want to go now.
You think my wife's about ready to start getting discounts for me, helping me out a little bit?
Probably not, but you can. I don't know how much you go to Hallmark.
You know what's crazy? Thing was interesting. Like, Kohl's had a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they got, you know, clothes, stuff around the house.
Right. Every Wednesday.
15% is a good savings.
Every Wednesday.
I got to tell you guys, I know you guys know this. You think I've been there
before? No.
I'm in some places. But she didn't even like traveling with me right now to go to those places because I get there
cardio.
For a little
Kohl's
while
is good.
And I want to go. Huh?
Kohl's is good for cardio, though. Like,
no, I
it's
know.
It's a big store.
I could do that, but
I know you do your weird walks around the mall.
Right. What about the hardware stores? You go to like Ace Hardware, True Value, any of those, but they have senior discounts there.
Yeah,
too.
He's a real handy man.
Yeah. Just trying to figure this stuff out for you.
That's what we need.
I'm just
going to
let you guys take shots at me.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to today. Yeah.
Being very honest, I'm not much of a handyman.
All right, so you don't need to worry about
no,
that.
No, Rich is my handyman, and he's at our house all the time.
Okay. A lot of hotels now, because I know you're going to travel, to have a little bit of a senior discount, too, if you call up and say you're a senior. You might get a little percentage off.
I don't think she does that.
No, I'm sure she won't, and the problem is you don't make the plans. So you wouldn't, you know, you're not going to be able to take advantage of that. Car rentals, you know, hotels.
A lot
theaters.
Of people on Twitter, by the way, wishing you a happy birthday this morning. Ryan K, do you know him? He said mention him by
full
name.
I do.
Ryan
sure
K
do.
Says happy birthday.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Our old buddy Sluggo.
B. Donsango. What's his name? B. Donsango. Mm-hmm. It says it's birthday, too. You guys have the same birthday. So happy birthday to both of you.
Today,
we're all full of cancer, man. Ah. Everybody got a little cancer birthday in them.
Our girl Jay Fig. Wishes you a very happy birthday.
Right. Very right. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, we love Jay Fig. Let's see here. Dolphin Derek.
Great to
wishes
have.
Wishes you a happy birthday. Big E.
Thanks, Big E.
D&D.
Posted
a bunch of pictures of you, yeah.
Happy. This guy says 65 years. We still haven't found headgear that has survived going to cover that torpedo. Happy
that
birthday to the leader of the band, Mystico. Right.
I got to tell you, I stopped by the equipment room. And I said, guys, I don't care if you laugh, because I've known Joe and those guys for a while. I said, listen, I don't care if you have to laugh a little bit, but look at man. And I don't need the newest hat out. I just
something
need a
fits.
Hat that it's got to be. They got the stretch hats. I don't want that strap that goes to the last one.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't mind telling you
it'll
guys
bust,
this.
It'll bust, though.
Because you guys make fun of me, and I admit it. I have a huge head physically. I really have a large head. And so I went over there and said, listen, you must have some guys on this team. You got big frigging guys. There's going to be some guys. He goes, no, we have them. So I got three new hats
Wow.
that stretch out a little bit. One looks really good. Looks makes by the way it is. I don't like the baggy hat the way these young guys wear their hats now. Yeah. Now guys have baggy hats.
Baggy hats. That's crazy.
Have you seen that?
What the hell's a baggy hat?
Where it's like two or three sizes too big when they put it down on their head. You see it, and you can see like there's a lot of space between the hat and their head when they put it down.
Huge
I'm dead
hats.
Serious.
It's a huge a hat.
You know
hat.
Who I noticed did it? Guy we've been talking about a little bit. Tyler Hero. Wears his hat. You ever seen his hats? And they also have that straight. I don't like the new straight.
You need to have the little bend in the brim, right?
I like the. Yeah. Are you the same way?
Yeah, I like the bend. I mean, I haven't worn a hat in a long time because I'm losing my hair, so I'm scared about that. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dad hat guy. I wear the little like strap back ones. Yeah. The flat brim ones, the new eras don't look right on me because I have a box shape.
It looks
head.
Weird. No,
a lot
they
of
look
these
weird.
Guys
yeah.
are.
A couple more. I got to get these guys in here, man. Lee Richland wishes you a happy birthday, Lee. Doc Crabtree.
Thanks,
wishes
Doc.
You a happy birthday. Yeah. Big Mike from NYC.
Big Mike, man, thank you. Right. Big Mike, I see a lot up in that area when we go up there.
Maria wishes you a happy birthday
thank
on
you,
Twitter.
Maria.
Tommy and Hialeah wishes you a happy birthday.
You know, I get Hialeah brothers calling. That's big, man. That's big. We being a big
especially
part of
Tommy.
Our shows
right.
through the years,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Mondo, our man Mondo, wishing you a
thanks,
happy
Mondo.
Birthday. Mondo says there's four lanes blocked.
That's
he
funny.
Loves the traffic reports.
That's funny.
He does like the traffic reports. He's the only one. I've had a lot of venom from those things. But that's
Joe, well, somebody texted in, happy birthday, big dog, from your Davey Dunkin' Donut garbage man. Does that
oh,
help
yeah.
you out? Okay.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Go. Right, right, right.
Sitting shoot the breeze. Used to. He changed his route on me. Used okay. to be they gave him a new one, called him, and said, where you been, man? By and sit and shoot the breeze over coffee. Coffee, man, by the way.
I'm telling you.
Our star player for the Miami Heat said coffee is the thing that brings people together.
He's right. Right.
In a crazy way. Yeah. I mean, man, you're going to Dunkin' Donut at 4 in the morning when we're talking.
A lot.
I mean,
right.
it's coffee. It's coffee driven. Yeah, right. He's working in the middle of the he's going through the whole route that he has over there. And I'm there just to kind of giddy up a little bit, you know, and get it going.
Can I read you a couple more, please?
Go ahead.
Len's like, our boss is out of town. Mm. Break whenever you want. I'm just going to read this. I don't know if this is okay or not. Joe, my mother-in-law says she used to babysit for you, for your son. Her name is Sandy. Wishes you a happy birthday.
That's true.
Wow.
Okay.
And that's going back to my first life. Can you go different lives than me? Trying to think of a nice way when you go through
yes,
your lives.
Earlier in your.
Because I have people going, hey, man, how are your kids? I haven't seen them. And I see they're older, and I go, first batch or second? And it's not a shot, and it's that awkward. I go, first batch or second batch? And they go, they don't know how to answer.
Right.
And I'm being dead serious.
I know you are.
You talking about.
Well, you got to be specific. You have two sets of kids.
Darren and Carly or the two babies.
Right. Two babies.
Now grown up.
Right.
Couple more. Stormcat wishes you a happy birthday.
Thanks, Stormy.
Wow, Stormy.
Thanks, Stormy.
Happy
nice
birthday
to have you.
From Pete. Just says Pete.
Thanks,
okay.
Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
Let's see here. This guy says, have one guest on your show that's won something. That's not very nice.
Have what?
Ouch.
What do you say?
Have a guest on the show that's won something.
Happy birthday, Hall
oh,
Pass
man.
Joe.
Jeez. Why you gotta be like that?
God.
Hell, that's one thing we all have in common that none of us won anything.
True.
I haven't won anything either.
Jason from Northeast Pennsylvania. Love the show. Go Dolphins. Texas says, Green Lizard in your name. Happy birthday, Big Dog. I'm sure. Oh, that's part of this text. Happy birthday, Big Dog. I'm sure Mad Dog's sitting back drinking a Green Lizard in your name.
Yep, sure is today.
You know what's funny? And there's a guy who lived his life, you know, and we've had guys around you and you work with, and you go through these birthdays, you get older, and you think of Mad Dog, who's been gone now for a while.
A long
right?
time, right.
And healthy, live life to its fullest, and I mean, he. Right to the end, he lived it.
He was
and so,
such a great dude.
Just the best, man. And
such
so,
a great
yeah.
couple more for you.
That's
now Joe can go to the movies
quarter.
For $2.
By the way, is that true?
I don't know how much.
Wait, what is it again?
Says Joe can go to the movies for $2. You can sneak in and just claim like you don't know what you're doing.
There is senior
just
discounts
claim I have no idea where
AMC
I am.
AMC Theaters, Regal. I'm reading that. I was going to give you all
so
that.
So you guys really, yeah. you're, I'm playing along with you guys.
Happy birthday, Joe, from
tops.
Josh in Bradenton.
Yeah.
Josh and Bradenton. Caesar from Hialeah.
Oh, I love there the Hialeah, bro. I told you, the Hialeah brothers right to the top. We've been together a long time, Hialeah brothers.
DC Rob says, happy birthday, Joe. Here's your wonderful 65th and many more divorces coming. And we'll read a bunch more of these as we keep going. One more as we go into the break. Happy birthday, Joe, from Craven Moorhead.
Somebody told me we went a little too far on that.
Really?
Not what you did, but I made a comment. Did I make a comment that day?
Probably.
I said that's something that made reference to my wife and somebody.
It's possible. It's possible.
Did you take it too far? Some guy, your buddy Frank Lickalotta something says happy birthday. I mean, that's just.
Thanks, Frank.
That one's not going to get past me.
Hey, you're on your A game today, man. You're
all right, a bunch more coming in. Go to break. We're just going to read these when we come
in. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to a break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute, better live while you're in.
Nobody's enjoying this more than he is.
I'm enjoying it.
He's just killing me.
He's getting great music.
He's just killing me. And I have to sit here and just suck
it
up and act like I'm enjoying being 65.
65 and fully ambushed today. What people outside the show don't know is Joe does not like the ambush. He does not like pop-up stuff. We have a structure, a system, and today we have broken every single rule and didn't tell Joe.
I gave you a better one. So I got up this morning, went in my office to start doing stuff, and there's Medicare stuff she put out, pension stuff, AARP magazine that we get. I don't know if it's every week or. Seems like it comes every couple weeks doing that. I went, okay. Everybody made their point. All right, it's good. All right, well.
Joe, the best way to find out if a store offers a senior discount is just to ask.
Oh, God.
Although information can be obtained online about stores that offer reduced pricing for seniors, discount availability can vary by location, and the age requirement can also vary. So it's best just to ask at the store. So when you get in there, just say, hey, do you have a senior discount? Some have senior days when discounts are available for certain hours, and friends who are seniors could also be good sources of information. So you can go to your other buddies and ask where they're getting their senior discounts from also.
So I'm guessing that most of the guys I know and some of them we've talked to today are like me, aren't you, saying, hey, I'm a senior.
Where does the senior discount, right?
Can you see Clayton or Duper going, hey, I'm a senior citizen? Like,
no.
No. Both in their 60s now, and there's no way those two are saying, hey, senior citizen, what do you have?
Right.
How much off? Mm. And there's just like.
So also, by the way, if you're looking for other things, you could take up a cause, hold a fundraiser, greater interest in your community. You can be a mentor to a child or an adult.
That's all good stuff.
You know, become a substitute teacher, craft classes with friends. I could see you and the Marx brothers at a craft class together with Bo. Or are you guys just, you know,
no way.
Arts and crafts and stuff?
Can we read some more of these texts here that are coming in?
Yes.
To wish you,
well, I mean, so if we don't want to do sports, I sure waste a lot of damn time on sports.
No. Though these callers aren't necessarily famous, but these people just randomly called and they just want to wish you happy birthday.
It's nice, man. I appreciate it.
I've forgotten their
names,
but very quickly, if you want to just, do you want to just let them
ramble?
Guy, you're on the air.
Guy, you there?
Wilson, was it?
Hey, how you doing? My brother from another mother, Joe Rose.
Hey, man, what's happening, Wills? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man? Happy young birthday, man. You know, I just feel to be young right now, man. You feeling good?
I feel good. I feel younger than the age, but, yeah, I thank you, man. I'm doing well. I still get around. I'm good, man. I really am. I'm still enjoying life so far. So far, so good. Thank you.
It's cancer season, baby. You know, I'm a cancer too, so it's cancer season. We gotta enjoy it. You know what I mean?
You got it, man.
So get your discount, bro.
Hey,
go
man,
get your discount,
buddy. I am so glad you are still alive and going strong, man. You've been with us forever.
He's our brother from a different mother, Wilson.
He is beautiful, man.
Yeah, bro. I've been here, my brother. You know, staying quiet, taking care of the family, man. That's all I can do,
okay.
My man.
Hey, well, thanks, Wills. I appreciate it, brother.
All right, man. Enjoy your birthday, man.
There it is.
I will. Thank you.
You're getting the Chronics out today. You're getting a lot of people out today, man. Yeah. We got someone else?
Yes. Oh. Hello, Jerome calling. I want to wish you.
Wait, no. Jerome, I'm blessed right now to have you on the phone.
Hey, Joe, you know what? You being born in 57 and I'm being born in 58, I thought we were closer together. But one thing I want to thank you for, Joe, you and Kimbo Camping and the likes of others have came here from the West Coast and everything, and you made this place better because it's a great thing to get up in the morning and, you know, listen to you, Hollywood, and Zach just, you know, go at it and inform us and keep us up to date on the world of sport. And, Joe, I just got to tell you, I love you. I appreciate you, man, and all, you know, and I just continue to wish you nothing but many blessed returns, Joe.
Jerome, thank you. That is so
good
nice.
Stuff, Jerome.
And it was so nice for you to call. Thank you very, very much,
How
Jerome.
How about that?
Wow.
Jerome Wilson, we're hearing from some
man,
great Chronics like, today.
Boy, Woody went some old school guys. Been with us for a while, man. That's really cool. Really, really
cool. It's possible
stuff.
We have another slight ambush. It's possible. I'm going to wait for Hollywood to give me the heads up here because a lot of people just, no, don't. That's the whole point of me turning the phone the other way.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't know how to read the caller ID.
Is it who I think it is on there, on the guest
line?
No,
I don't know who you think it is. This was not planned.
Is this Dars?
Yes. Happy 65th birthday, hotcakes.
Darlene Evans joining us here for a couple minutes.
Oh, Darlene, how are you? God, I miss not seeing you and flirting with you, but you know these new rules, I probably couldn't do it today anyway, Darlene.
I miss you too, honey. I tell you, you know you're one of my favorite people on the planet, and I just hope you have the best birthday ever with your family and I love you to pieces. And, it's 65th birthday. Don't
I like
forget that.
Oh, this Darlene.
65th, right?
Let me tell you, we've been together for a long, long time.
Right.
And the kids, I've watched the kids grow up. And, man, it's been great stuff. So, Darlene, thank you so much. And I hope you're healthy.
You're welcome, honey.
I love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. You have a great weekend. Okay,
thank
baby.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dars.
Yep. Wow. You want one more?
Might
this
guy,
I've definitely forgotten this guy's name.
Who do we have on the air? Yeah.
My name's Greg.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Listen, I go back to the George Wilson days, okay?
All right.
When the Dolphins trained at St. Andrews.
Wow. You go back. I've only heard those from Bob Greasy and those guys going back to St. Andrews.
Hollywood, I grew up in Boca. I am 71 years old, and I've been a lifelong Dolphin fan ever since they came into the league.
Wow, you have been.
You have.
When you go St. Andrews, you have been.
Wow.
George Wilson.
I met Zonk his rookie year. I used to go out there and watch him train, and I met Bob and the other guys of the time. But anyway, Joe, yes, I first-time caller, long-time listener. And I just want to say, and of course, the Orange Bowl days. And by the way, I saw you play your rookie year.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going way back, and I want to thank you for thinking about me today and doing it. So nice of you. I feel like I know you, and I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Rose, you were a clutch receiver, so don't anybody let ever say you never were. You were,
too.
Well,
thank you. All right.
We're
going to
cut that tape. So we
I don't know. Right now, I'm just having trouble walking straight without getting gas, so thank you. That I appreciate that. Thank you very much, and thanks for your call.
Wow.
So
clutch.
Yeah.
Clutch I love receiver. It.
Just like you were clutch today, right. Putting out this.
We put out the.
I knew it.
Absolute. What a mess back here, by the way.
So
everyone's
knew.
In all different orders.
See,
the
I feel
things not
I,
working back
I
here.
Knew
I'm
this
sweating like a pig.
No, but I'm sitting here and I'm letting him do like literally all. I could see him scrambling in the back. I've been texting back and forth. Just texted Darlene a little bit ago. She texted me and said, "I want to wish him a happy birthday." So I knew that was kind of calling in, right?
D and I go way back.
I asked you yesterday. I said, "Joe, like, do you want to work?" And you said yes. So
the minute he said yes to me,
I figured we'd
the phone
just,
opened up.
Break your basketballs a little today.
That's
you
it.
Know,
a little,
yeah,
just a little bit.
So, it's not nine yet.
I feel like it's my birthday and it's initiation here. All right, listen, we got to go to break. 9 o'clock hour's coming. I know Mike Florio's coming up.
He's
I
not
do
part
know
of the
that.
Ambush.
No,
right,
good.
He's not part of the.
We actually talked some NFL stuff with him. By the way, Mike Florio has nailed some of the stories down here within, 99% accurate?
As close to being 100% as you could be.
And like, and I know I told him last night, I said, I got off the air sometimes. I went, Mike, I think you're making stuff. I think somebody's giving you bad information.
And then 4 weeks later, we find out.
All right.
Hang on real quick. One more. I'm sorry. Vento, go ahead.
Happy birthday to Joe. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, what's up, man? How you doing?
Vento, wow.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you, man. I've never talked to you before. This is awesome. Well, I lie. I talked to you once. It was, I believe, whatever they call like the family day before the season, you know, like when people are picking out their season tickets or whatever back in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, they had the chairs, and we sat in those little school chairs. And it was a zillion degrees out there. And, people, that was big. Shoot, Coach Shula was big on that. That was great.
Yeah, and there were big long lines for lots of people, but there was nobody at your table, and I had to look.
It was very lonely. Very lonely.
Vento,
very lonely.
You saved him. Well done.
Hey, Vento, very lonely world. So it was nice to have you.
I handed you my rookie card, and you signed it, but you didn't look too happy. I was wondering if there's a good chance maybe you were partying the night before. You didn't look too happy
very
to be
chance,
there, to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I'll never
part,
forget that, though. It was awesome. And happy birthday.
Thank
I hope
you.
It's a great one. Have a great weekend, dude.
I am. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. You always like a little history there. Somebody can remember if I was in a good mood or a bad mood. If it was my rookie year, I was in a good mood because I was glad to be on that team.
You were happy.
Right down to the last cut, I was glad to be on that team. Hey, just kind of like talking about the other team, the air-around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing team. And by the way, I've been with them for a long, long time, going back to Big Daddy Lynn. I guess today is one of those days to go back a little bit in your life. And air-around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing have been around a long, long time. And let me tell you, we lost Lenny, but we didn't lose air-around-the-clock air conditioning, and we now have plumbing too. And it is unbelievable. Eric and Mike and Chippy and the rest of them over there. It's got some of the best plumbers in the business right now for all your daily plumbing problems, toilets, sinks, anything else. Please call a plumber. You're going to get that same great service you get with air conditioning with the plumbing company. And not just that, but I want to let you know a couple of things. We are the king of Rheem water heaters. I could just say water heaters, but listen, Rheem's such a big part of our relationship at Air Around the Clock and what Rheem does with Air Around the Clock and the plumbing and the air conditioning. But listen, all size water heaters we have for same day installation. So you call and you need a new one or two, don't worry about ordering them. We have them. We have them in stock. They're coming out to you quickly, man. Always about great service when you talk about Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing and financing plans too. We got it all for you at Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing. 855-PLUMBER. Any kind of problem this weekend, 855-PLUMBER for some of the best plumbers in the business.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.